My last lesson of the morning was in tea ceremony. This is a subject many books are written about, so I won't try to go into much detail, but basically, a tea ceremony is conducted by one or two people who sit before their guests and prepare tea in a very traditional manner, using beautiful cups and whisks made from bamboo and so forth. Even the guests are a part of the ceremony because they must hold the cup in a certain manner and drink from it just so. If you think of it as sitting down to have a nice cup of tea, well, it's more like a sort of dance, or even a meditation, conducted while kneeling. The tea itself is made from tea leaves ground into a powder and then whisked with boiled water into a frothy green mix we call matcha, which is very unpopular with foreigners. I'll admit it does look like green soapy water and has a bitter taste that takes a certain getting used to. Tea ceremony is a very important part of a geisha's training. It isn't unusual for a party at a private residence to begin with a brief tea ceremony, and the guests who come to see the seasonal dances in Gion are first served tea made by geisha. My tea ceremony teacher was a young woman of perhaps 25 who wasn't a very good geisha, as I later learned, but she was so obsessed with tea ceremony that she taught it as if every movement was absolutely holy. Because of her enthusiasm, I quickly learned to respect her teaching, and I must say it was the perfect lesson to have at the end of a long morning. The atmosphere was so serene. Even now, I find tea ceremony as enjoyable as a good night's sleep. What makes a geisha's training so difficult isn't simply the arts she must learn, but how hectic her life becomes. After spending all morning in lessons, she is still expected to work during the afternoon and evening very much as she always has. And still, she sleeps no more than 3 to 5 hours every night. During these years of training, if I'd been two people, my life would probably still have been too busy. I would have been grateful if Mother had freed me from my chores as she had Pumpkin, but considering her bet with Mameha, I don't think she ever considered offering me more time for practice. Some of my chores were given to the maids, but most days I was responsible for more than I could manage, while still being expected to practice shamisen for an hour or more during the afternoon. In winter, both Pumpkin and I were made to toughen up our hands by holding them in ice water until we cried from pain, and then practice outside in the frigid air of the courtyard. I know that sounds terribly cruel, but it's the way things were done back then. And in fact, toughening the hands in this way really did help me play better. You see, stage fright drains the feeling from your hands, and when you've already grown accustomed to playing with hands that are numbed and miserable, stage fright presents much less of a problem.